Artillery battles today between Islamist insurgents, Somali government forces and African Union peacekeepers killed at least 30 people in the capital Mogadishu. Witnesses said the rebels launched volleys of mortar bombs at the international airport as President Sheikh Sharif Ahmed left for a meeting in Uganda. The strike prompted AU soldiers there to respond with artillery fire. Fighting in Somalia has killed 19,000 civilians since the start of 2007 and driven another 1.5 million from their homes. Susie Hodges spoke to the Apostolic Administrator of Mogadishu, Bishop Giorgio Bertin, about the difficulties people are facing in the country.
When we speak about Somalia, we should keep in mind at least three very different situations. Central-southern Somalia, northeastern Somalia, called also Puntland, and northwestern Somalia, called also Republic of Somaliland. Perhaps the question you are addressing to me refers in a particular way to Mogadishu and central southern Somalia. Yes, there the situation is extremely difficult. And in fact, if we think about Mogadishu, I am sure that perhaps more than half of its original population is outside Mogadishu. It lives in makeshift camps, displaced people, particularly on the road between Mogadishu and Afgoi. Afgoi is a little town some 30 kilometers south of Mogadishu. And for them is really a terrible situation. Can you imagine that we have been complaining about drought? Now, according to forecasts, there should come the rains of El Niño. And so it will be another source of extremely difficult life, because if it starts really raining, and raining almost every day, it will complicate and deteriorate further the life of all these displaced people.